American Language Course, Book 25, Tape 4B. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities Booklet to Tape 4B. Look at Figure 1. Repeat the underlined words in the paragraphs.
Irritating. Irritating. Despite the fact that... Despite the fact that... Irritates. Irritates. Disturb. Disturb. Impression. Impression. Disturbing. Disturbing. Approval. Approval. Once and for all. Once and for all. Calculated. Calculated. Evident. Evident. In spite of the fact that... In spite of the fact that...
Look at the paragraphs and listen. Don't repeat.
Mrs. Morales is Alan's math teacher. She has an irritating habit of repeating everything twice, but the students like her. Despite the fact that their behavior in class often irritates her, she likes them too. Alan's low quiz scores disturb her. At first, she had the impression that they didn't bother him, but now she realizes that they're disturbing to him also. Alan needs his coach's approval to stay on the soccer team. Coach Carter has told Alan once and for all what will happen if he fails a course. Mrs. Morales has just calculated Alan's grade average. It's evident to her that he must pass the next test. Otherwise, in spite of the fact that he's such a good player, he won't be able to participate in school sports until his grades improve.
Now look at the paragraphs and answer some questions. Use the underlined words in your answers.
Is Mrs. Morales' habit annoying? Repeat. Yes, it's irritating. Does the behavior of her students ever bother Mrs. Morales? Repeat. Yes, it often irritates her. Does she like the students regardless of their bad behavior? Repeat. Yes, she likes them despite the fact that it irritates her. How do Alan's low quiz scores affect her? Repeat. They disturb her. Did she realize at first that Alan was worried about his low scores? Repeat. No, she had the impression that they didn't bother him. Was her impression correct? Repeat. No, they're disturbing to him also. What does Alan need to stay on the soccer team? Repeat. He needs his coach's approval. Does Coach Carter plan to tell Alan again what will happen if he fails a course? Repeat. No, he's told him that once and for all. Does Mrs. Morales know what Alan's grade average is? Repeat. Yes, she just calculated it. What's clear to Mrs. Morales? Repeat. It's evident that Alan must pass the next test. Will the fact that Alan's such a good player enable him to participate in school sports? Repeat. No, he won't be able to participate in spite of the fact that he's such a good player.
Look at figure two now. Listen and choose the best answer.
Number one. His bad manners are very irritating. Number two. He eats dessert despite the fact that he's dieting. Number three. Alan's studying for a test. Please don't disturb him. Number four. Ed's neat appearance makes a good impression on people. Number five. Does your plan have the general's approval? Number six. We've settled that argument once and for all. Number seven. How do you calculate the correct amount for a tip? Number eight. It's evident that you're worried about something.
Now, check your answers.
Number one is A. They annoy other people. Number two is B. He's dieting. Nevertheless, he eats dessert. Number three is C. Don't bother him. Number four is A. It has a good effect. Number five is B. Has the general authorized it? Number six is A. We've argued about that for the last time. Number seven is C. How do you determine it? Number eight is C. It's plain to see.
Please look at figure three. Study the drawing first. Now, repeat the underlined words.
Angle. Angle. Diagonal. Diagonal. Dimensions. Dimensions.
Look at figure three and answer some questions about the shape on the chalkboard.
Are lines A, B, and C, D horizontal? Repeat. Yes, they're horizontal. Are lines A, C, and B, D vertical? Repeat. No, they're diagonal. What do lines A, B, and B, D form? Repeat. They form an angle. How many angles does the shape contain? Repeat. It contains 4 angles. What are the shape's dimensions? Repeat. Its dimensions are 3 feet by 6 feet. Are dimensions and measurements the same? Repeat. Yes, dimensions and measurements are the same.
Look at figure 4. Repeat the underlined words.
Amazed. Amazed. Amazing. Amazing. Amaze. Amaze. Irritated. Irritated. Irritate. Irritate. In spite of it all. In spite of it all.
Now listen to the dialogue. Don't repeat.
I heard Mrs. Morales gave your class another test.
Yes, and I passed it. I think everyone was amazed.
What's so amazing about passing an algebra test?
I guess they were surprised because I did so well.
That doesn't amaze me. I know how hard you studied.
I did study a lot, but I had some problems, too.
What happened? Did your eyes get irritated again?
Yes. I guess some kind of allergy made them sore.
Did you feel better after you took your medicine?
No. It was so strong it started to irritate my stomach.
You did well on the test anyway, didn't you?
Yes, I managed to make 100 in spite of it all.
Listen to the dialogue again. This time, repeat it.
I heard Mrs. Morales gave your class another test.
Yes, and I passed it. I think everyone was amazed.
What's so amazing about passing an algebra test?
I guess they were surprised because I did so well.
That doesn't amaze me. I know how hard you studied.
I did study a lot, but I had some problems, too.
What happened? Did your eyes get irritated again?
Yes, I guess some kind of allergy made them sore.
Did you feel better after you took your medicine?
No, it was so strong it started to irritate my stomach.
You did well on the test anyway, didn't you?
Yes, I managed to make 100 in spite of it all.
Look at figure 5. Listen to the dialogues. Don't repeat.
Is Thelma ever satisfied with anything?
No, she's always complaining about something.
Mike travels a lot, doesn't he?
Yes, it seems like he's always going somewhere.
I can't tell the twins apart. Can you?
No. I'm always calling them by the wrong names.
Do your neighbors have parties often?
Yes, they're always celebrating something.
I wonder why George isn't more popular.
Probably because he's always pointing out other people's mistakes.
Look at the dialogues again and repeat the second sentence. Don't repeat the first sentence that you hear. Repeat only the sentences with the underlined words.
Is Thelma ever satisfied with anything? Mike travels a lot, doesn't he? I can't tell the twins apart, can you? Do your neighbors have parties often? I wonder why George isn't more popular.
Go to figure 6 now. Listen to the sentence, then change it. Use always and the ing form of the verb. Listen to the example.
John often arrives late.
John's always arriving late. Now listen and change the sentence.
Number 1. Children ask a lot of questions. Repeat. Children are always asking questions. Number 2. I make that mistake frequently. Repeat. I'm always making that mistake. Number 3. Donna talks on the phone a lot. Repeat. Donna's always talking on the phone. Number 4. We seem to get lost frequently. Repeat. We're always getting lost. Number 5. Captain Cook gives a lot of orders. Repeat. Captain Cook's always giving orders. Number 6. Mary makes excuses all the time. Repeat. Mary's always making excuses. Number 7. Bob often borrows money from me. Repeat. Bob's always borrowing money from me. Number 8. Linda frequently threatens to quit. Repeat. Linda's always threatening to quit.
Look at figure 7. You'll hear some sentences 3 times. The first time, just listen. Write the sentences the second time. The third time, check what you've written. Now, listen, but don't write.
The first submarine was designed and built in 1620. It was made of wood and covered with leather. Iron was used to strengthen the hull of the boat. It could submerge to a depth of about 15 feet.
Listen to the sentences again and write them on the blank lines.
Number 1. The first submarine. Was designed and built. In 1620. Number 2. It was made of wood. And covered with leather. Number 3. Iron was used to strengthen the hull of the boat. Number 4. It could submerge to a depth of about 15 feet.
Listen to the sentences a third time and check your work.
Number 1. The first submarine was designed and built in 1620. Number 2. It was made of wood and covered with leather. Number 3. Iron was used to strengthen the hull of the boat. Number 4. It could submerge to a depth of about 15 feet.
Now, check your sentences on the answer page for this tape. This is the end of tape 4B, book 25.